You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Knox Nailis from Integrity Land Title, and Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, guys.
Hey, Doug.
And I'm also here with Brad Elsner from Keller Williams.
Thank you. Welcome back, Brad. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Real estate agent extraordinaire. Always good to have the top people on here, and well, you've definitely given us some good knowledge here, some good wisdom.
I always like to say I'm a legend in my own mind.
I love it. So you must keep your eye on the market pretty well, and when you look at what's going on with the economy and the downturn that we had in the housing market, have we hit the bottom, and is now a good time to buy?
I think it's always a good time to buy. It's always really a good time to sell. It's been tough the last couple of years, obviously, but, you know, the old adage still applies. I always say it's like the movie The Field of Dreams. Build the field, they will come. Price your house right, it'll sell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pretty simple stuff.
So when you go in to look at somebody's house, you probably help them price it right because most people think their house is worth a lot more than it is.
That's never happened. Yeah, no, you do. You know, you got to let people down easy. Like I said, sometimes the truth hurts worse than a lie. But, yeah, it's important to price it. And this year, obviously, it's my dad always said January 1st was the first day of spring in the real estate business. And I've had several houses with multiple offers over asking. I always say if you're too high, you'll sit. If you're too low, you get over asking. And if you price it right there, that's where the offers come in.
That's beautiful. So you're actually seeing houses selling right away. I mean, multiple offer situations usually only happen right when a house first goes on the market if it's priced correctly.
Right. And sellers can control two things, price and condition. Beyond that, you have no control over the market. So price it right, put it in good condition. The other adage I explain to people is if you've never taken care of your car, you won't get a whole lot on a trade-in. House applies the same way. If you maintain your house, you will get top dollar. But if you don't do it, you won't.
So what do you think is going to happen with the market over the next 5 years?
It'll be interesting to see. As long as interest rates still hold steady, I still joke that my first house was 15.5%, and people complain that it went from 4.25% to 4.5%. And I said, look, 15.5% was pretty amazing.
Yeah, do the math on that.
Yeah, exactly. What would that payment be? So as interest rates go up, I think the price of your house goes down. So now's a good time to sell and a buy. It's kind of a buyer's market and a seller's market still at the same time, I believe.
Well, it seems to be very regionalized, too, because there, believe it or not, are some areas I see in St. Louis that are still going down in value. Unfortunately, when we look at North County, and even some rural areas, you know, I'm only going to mention a few of them because I don't want to jinx those areas, but I am watching where there's so many foreclosures and so many distressed sales, it's continuing to force prices down.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's like the temperature. It's every market is a little bit different. I come from a family of 10. I happen to live in Glendale, and I've got 6 brothers and sisters that live less than a mile from where we grew up.
Really? So, you guys didn't go very far then?
No, people don't go very far. And that's what I try to explain to about the Kirkwood, Glendale, Oakland market. Mm-hmm. People just don't move that far from where they grew up.
It's very stable.
Here I am, grew up in Webster, and I live in Wildwood, but I'm an anomaly there. And trust me, I had to be drug out of there, and my wife used to make fun of me because we'd go somewhere, and she'd say, where in the heck are you going? And I said, I'm going to so-and-so's house. And she'd say, well, why are you going here? Well, I didn't ever dawn on me, but I went through Webster to get everywhere I knew how to go, and I did not know how to get there from other places.
Everything goes through your home.
It was funny, but you're right. You automatically get drawn back. It's really funny.
Interesting.
When this market seems like it's comparable to a big microwave bowl of pasta. You come home from the restaurant with your leftovers, and the next day you're starving, and you want to heat that up, and you throw the bowl in the microwave, and you get it out, and like you bite into one area and it's just red hot and burns your tongue, and then another area is ice cold still. And our market still seems that way. And the Kirkwood, Webster, Glendale, that whole area that you do a lot of business, that's the hot area.
It's held strong over the year, even as the market went down. It went down somewhat. But I was still actually, you know, people say, hey, you're a real estate agent, how's business? And I'm always almost embarrassed to tell them that it's good, because in my 18 years, every year I've done better than the previous, and this will be another record year for me.
Amazing. So what would you have, what advice would you give to someone that's trying to do this whole process on their own without an agent representing them on
For sale by owner process.
Yes.
ISBO. I think they call them unrepresented seller somewhere. Somebody said that. But I always tell people this. I'm a real estate agent. It's hard to sell houses. Mm-hmm. So I can imagine trying to sell your house on your own. Mm-hmm. And here's the other thing is, you just don't know who's coming in your house.
Right.
You know, that's the scary part nowadays. I mean, you're a for sale by owner. You don't know if somebody's coming in your house to knock you down and rob you or whatever. So that's the element that I look at. If I was trying to sell my house, at least, you know, as realtors, I joke that they don't allow felons as realtors anymore, and we all get fingerprinted. So we're all legit people, and at least you know when a realtor's bringing somebody into your house, they're a well-qualified buyer. And that's really the key.
Well, when they use that super key to get in, there's a permanent record of who was there.
Absolutely. It gets recorded, and I don't think you can get in that super box between daylight savings time, I think between 9 at night and like 7 o'clock in the morning. Doesn't matter who you are, you cannot get in. So that is a great safety feature of that super box.
That's interesting. Actually, I didn't even know that. That's a nice little tidbit there for security.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, it is great. It not only records it, but it does shut down. A certain amount of hours.
Yeah, what purpose would somebody really have to be going to a house at midnight?
Yeah, unless we're looking for cookies
Party.
And milk or something.
Yeah, especially if you know it. Well, people can see that it's vacant if they look on the MLS.
Right.
Know a house is vacant, go there late at night. No, that's a great feature.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we've had, unfortunately, there's been houses that people seem to like the copper. And for some reason,
yeah,
I don't know if they take it for Christmas presents or whatever, but anyway, so yeah, you have to be very careful, no question
about
it.
My mind didn't even go there, but that, as a female, that you just sold me on using an agent for sure.
Absolutely. In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Brad Elsner from Keller Williams Realty, one of the top real estate agents in the St. Louis area. You've been doing this for 18 years. Something you mentioned with copper, I heard a trick with that the other day. I heard if you paint the copper, if you paint your copper lines, then they can't get anything for it, or they get very little for it if they try to scrap it. So if you ever have a vacant house, go in there and just slap some paint real quick on the copper lines and they won't be stolen.
There you go.
Now you tell me.
Right.
Well, you're seeing a lot of, I think they call it PEX, which is that plastic water lines, which obviously has no value to somebody that's going to take it. So you see that a lot of houses in the city where these guys have redone, renovated houses, and they've added that plastic line. And
right.
Will that pass code in Kirkwood and stuff, Brad?
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, no, good. It's perfectly legal now. Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember having my house, first house in Kirkwood, and we added a bathroom, and the guys didn't pull permit, and they used, back then, PVC and stuff, and they ripped the whole wall out, the inspector, God bless her heart, maybe rip holes in my new bathroom before I sold it and replaced that.
So, I won't mention names, but I know what you're talking about.
So, Brad, if somebody wants to buy, if they want to sell their house and they owe more on it than what it's worth, I mean, we know that that's called a short sale. What advice do you have for somebody in that situation?
Like anything, hire a professional. I explain a short sale to most people is if you're trading in your car and you owe $10,000, and I tell you that I'll give you $5 for it. You go, well, wait a minute, I owe $10. I go, well, it's only worth $5. It's kind of the same premise is that on a short sale, you obviously owe more than it's worth. I've got a couple of professionals on my team that strictly what they do is short sales, and they negotiate with the bank to hopefully forego your what you owe your balance. And I think I had one this year where the bank forgave almost $280,000. Without making the seller pay any of that money back. So
without foreclosing on them. You know?
And without foreclosing, that is correct.
Well, and that helps their credit so much. If they can do a short sale versus a foreclosure, they're going to qualify a lot sooner.
Absolutely. But I think I joke. I think somebody told me it's the difference between getting hit by a bus or a plane.
Right.
Yeah, good point.
Either way hurts.
Yeah, exactly.
One you may recover from, though.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what I say when I say on the Dr. Phil of real estate, you know, I help a lot of people out, and especially over the last 2 years. It's a tough, and that's why you hire a professional. And I've been successful with every short sale that I've ever done. and people are just tickled pink to be helped out.
Well, and it's so important to have somebody negotiating the short sale that knows what they're doing, because the online systems for these lenders are very complicated. And if somebody doesn't know what they're doing, it's going to take forever. It'll keep getting kicked back.
And a lot of agents won't sell houses that are short sale because they know that it's going to take anywhere from a month to 6 months to get that bank to approve it. So, yeah, you got to have somebody on top of that that has the connections and knowledge to get the short sale done.
Well, and I like your advice to a seller in that situation, mm-hmm. is that what they owe in the house really is not relevant.
That
it really
correct.
Has nothing to do with what the house is worth.
That is totally correct. And most banks have been good. They get it. We've all been there, you know, so we're just here to help people.
You know, but one of the things that you haven't brought up, I think you're a little modest about the fact that, you know, you do have to have professionals on your team that know the right people to speak to at the banks, because I've seen other agents try to negotiate a short sale. And if you don't know the right people and the right course to navigate, you're done. You're not going to, it's not going to help. It's not going to work, because you'll never beat the time until that foreclosure letter comes.
Right. Absolutely.
So yeah.
Having you with your team is definitely in somebody's corner is really, really important.
Yeah. It's knowledge is power. And you know what? And it really comes down to no more than treating people the way you want to be treated. It's really that simple. And that's what I always tell people. My dad always said real estate's the hardest, easiest money you'll ever make. and it's so true. But you know, at the end of the day, just treat everybody right, whether it's the checker at Schnucks, you know, or the busboy at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Great advice.
Yeah. That is a great note to close on, Brad, because you know, it's your golden rule that you're practicing has obviously paid off for you. And mm-hmm. we really appreciate you taking the time to come in today.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brad.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
So anybody wants to contact Brad Elsner from Keller Williams Realty in Kirkwood, I'm going to make sure, Brad, all your information is going to be on our website. If they visit DougHaldeman.com, just look for our blog post with Brad Elsner, and you can link right to his information, give him a call today, and have him help you with your real estate need. So thanks again, Brad.
Thank you.
So just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show here on FM News Talk 97.1. I want to give a big thank you to my co-host today, Knox Malis from Integrity Land Title. Thank you, Knox.
Thank you, Doug.
And also to Tammy Haldeman, my beautiful wife. Thank you, Tammy. And also want to give a big thank you to my producer, Tom Turbrock. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.